technology and the sea. Fascination Marine Technology. A podcast by Bärbel Feening in cooperation with the German Association for Marine Technology, GMT. Hi, I'm Bärbel Feening. I'm a journalist, a podcaster. I love the sea and I'm fascinated by marine technology. Here in Germany, there are an incredible number of companies that develop marine technology. Let's briefly dive into this topic. The sea is a very special habitat. 71% of the Earth's surface are oceans. Everybody thinks immediately of ships. Sure, there are important traffic routes because the sea is of great importance for the economy. 40% of domestic trade is transported by ships and 90% of European foreign trade. Marine technology is about the technology that is used to explore the oceans, protect them, and use them sustainably. After all, we know surprisingly little about what lives in the sea. Researchers assume that there are a good 1 million higher organisms and 1 billion species of microbes. The sea is an almost inexhaustible source of natural substances. However, 95% of them are unexplored. In the deep sea, even 99%. Deep sea is from 1,000 meters. The deepest point of the Pacific Ocean is 11,022 meters. Imagine this, our highest mountain, Mount Everest, with its 8,849 meters, would sink completely in it. Nothing of it would be seen. The summit wouldn't look out. On the contrary, from there it would be more than 2 kilometers to the surface of the water. In 1960, two researchers set off in a special boat down to the bottom of the Mariana Trench, which is the deepest point of the Pacific Ocean. And what did they find down there? A plastic bag. The sea, a habitat that needs to be protected. Plastic waste in the sea is a huge problem. Not the only one. On the seabed of the North Sea and the Baltic Sea, there are 1.6 million tons of munition from the Second World War, a ticking time bomb that urgently needs to be removed. At the same time, the sea is a habitat that is essential for all of us. Just think about climate change. The sea stores CO2, thereby slowing global warming. And the sea offers many raw materials, oil and gas. Nowhere is the wind stronger. One day also waves and tides will be used for power generation. Furthermore, the sea offers the already mentioned important natural substances for food, health and cosmetics. To tackle all the things I've listed, you need technology. Marine technology. Marine tech is about exploring the oceans, protecting the oceans and using the oceans sustainably. That's what this podcast is about. Please consider the harsh conditions the marine technology is exposed to in the sea. The sea is often a very inaccessible habitat with strong currents, with aggressive salt water. The deeper you get, the higher the water pressure becomes. People and equipment have to be able to withstand this. Wind and waves make the work even more difficult. Many jobs can only be done up to a certain wave height. Sometimes you also have to pay attention to the tides, and then there are remote and climatically demanding regions like the Arctic or the Antarctic. Especially in this field of underwater polar and ice technology, Germany is one of the leading countries. Marine technology has so many fascinating areas. Offshore technology for oil, gas and wind energy, marine mining. This is about extracting raw materials from beneath the seabed. Maritime safety, maritime environmental protection, research, polar technology, underwater technology, marine bioeconomy, which is the use of marine bioresources such as fish or other seafood as sources of cosmetic additives, as energy sources or as active ingredients. This is the whole field of blue biotechnology, aquaculture too, and in general the whole subject of food from the sea. Robotics, autonomous underwater vehicles. Interesting when areas are difficult to reach or involve high risks. Marine technology has so many fascinating areas. High time we take a closer look at it. technology and the sea. Fascination Marine Technology. A podcast by Bärbel Fehning in cooperation with the German Association for Marine Technology, GMT.